the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to another edition of Praise in the City. It's a beautiful Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to keep things relatively light today. I know often on Saturday mornings I hit you with heavy topics, and it's all good because there are a lot of heavy things to deal with out there in the world that we do need a platform to discuss. So we're going to keep things relatively light today. But before we get into our topic, I want to bless you with a moment of inspiration.
Change has come over me.
A wonderful change has come over me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. I love to start you off with moments of inspiration just to make sure your day is getting off on the right foot. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host for the show, and today is going to be a bit of an open forum. I have two topics that I want to discuss. We have no special guest today, but you are my guest. You and your opinions are my guest. There are a couple of things. Like I said, I want to keep it light, but I definitely want to keep it thoughtful. There are a couple of things that are going on that I want to bring up under the overall umbrella of race, acceptance, and identity. So those are just the umbrella topics in our open forum, but other things can be brought in to the discussion from the source of that umbrella: race, acceptance, and identity. So I want to start off with, there's a commercial for Cheerios. It's been out now for about a month, and we haven't talked about this yet because I wanted to get into some other topics, but I thought today would be a good day to bring this up. Perhaps you've seen it. It is an adorable commercial with a biracial child. Her mother is white and her father is black. And it is a very cute commercial about how Cheerios is heart healthy. And our producer, Larry, is actually going to put a link to the commercial if you have not seen it. He will put a link to the commercial on our website, praisephilly.com, so you can check it out. I bring this up because while the commercial is cute and all, there are some people in our society who have been protesting and trying to force Cheerios to pull the ad. My initial reaction is, really? 2013? We're still upset about interracial relationships? Really? To the point where we want to protest? Really? So the first question that I have for you is, are we still really hung up on interracial relationships not being a quote-unquote good thing? Do you still have a negative reaction when you see a mixed-raced couple walking down the street? Do you still have an issue with that? You can be anonymous if you like. There's not a, we're not trying to pass judgment, but I just want to know, the people who are protesting this particular commercial, which, by the way, is extremely adorable. The people who are protesting this commercial, are they just a small segment of our population, or is there still a seed of this? No, I like to see couples that match up out there matching up. I really don't want to see mixed race couples. What is your take on it? Do you think we are still hung up on that? That it's a negative thing in our society that you don't want to see, to the point where you want to protest, or to the point where it aggravates you when you see it? Are we still hung up on mixed race couples? Give us a call. I'd love to know your thoughts. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. I thought this was really interesting. When I first saw the commercial, I thought it was so adorable, just what the little girl is doing. And if you haven't seen the commercial, I don't want to, you know, give it all away. Not like it's a drama and I'm going to give away a good plot or something like that. But I do want you to watch the commercial. My first reaction was, oh, she is a cute little girl. And then when I noticed that the family was mixed race, I thought, oh, that's cool. I really don't see that many commercials that feature mixed race families. I wonder why I haven't seen that much of it. And it didn't even dawn on me that I hadn't seen that much of it. But that commercial reminded me that, you know, you really don't see mixed families on TV that much, even in 2013. Huh, something there. Then later on, I discovered that there's this whole group of people who really have a problem with the commercial. And it just made me think. And I started asking friends and coworkers and colleagues, are we really still hung up on that? Do you think we need to get past that? Is that really, with all the things that are going on in the world, that we should really be concerned with? Should that still be something that we have a knee-jerk negative reaction to? I initially feel, and continuously feel, no, that's just my personal feeling. No, why should that be an issue? I was very shocked to see that people were trying to get Cheerios to pull the ad, to go as far as pulling the ad? Is it really sending a negative message? Or are we still seeing that race is still very much a factor in our country? A few weeks ago, we discussed Uncle Tom's Cabin, a play that I was very happy to be a part of, and the play itself switched roles in that the slaves were portrayed by white actors and the slave masters were portrayed by black actors. And in the discussion, we also mentioned how there are a lot of people, since President Barack Obama was elected, there are a lot of people who feel that race is no longer a factor. It is no longer an issue in our country. We have gotten past that. And then this Cheerios thing shows up with people protesting. And I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking we still have an issue. Many people still have an issue to the point where they don't want to see mixed raced couples. So I'm really curious to find out your take on this. Like I said, I want to keep it light, but this is what's going on in our society. This is a controversy, whether you've heard about it or not. And it's something to think about. How often do you see mixed race couples on TV or in movies? And have you noticed that you have it? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. I see the phones are lighting up, so I want to start to take a few callers and let some people voice their opinions in our open forum under race and identity today. Let's go to line one and speak with Janice, who's calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you today?
I am breathing on schedule. Thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well.
Amen. What's your comment on our topic?
My comment is I'm to the point where we just need to find something to occupy our minds, because racism, it's there, but it's there when we choose for it to be there, because we have black-on-black crime, and, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. You should be able to love who you love regardless of race, creed, or color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to, you know, I have that in my family as well, so that's not a problem for me. I love you for who you are, what mm-hmm. you are, and what you're going to become, and that's how it should be. And we keep it moving. I mean, we spend too much negative time on mm-hmm. stuff that really is not an issue unless we make it an issue.
So let me ask you, Janice, since you're on the phone, and thank you so much for calling and expressing mm-hmm. your opinion. Why do you think people are still really hung up on that to the point where they want to protest an ad that features, and it's a family, you know, it's a mother and father and daughter. Clearly,
right.
They're married. They, you know, they reference the fact that they're married and all that good stuff. Why do you think people are still hung up on it to the fact that they want to protest this
ad? It doesn't make any sense, but a lot of people want to do that because of their own insecurities, the issues that they may have within themselves, and holding on to stuff. We can't get past things because we hold on to them, and our blessings come when you let go and let God. That's mm-hmm. basically what I want to say.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and thank you for listening to us this morning.
You're welcome, and you have a blessed day.
All right. You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's slide on over. I believe we're going to line four. Let's speak with Desiree calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and I'm blessed and working around here hard.
Amen.
That's what you do by the grace of God.
I know.
Well, you know, my thing about that commercial, I think it's the most cutest commercial mm-hmm. I've ever seen mm-hmm. because they're missing the issue. It's about the heart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Right.
And as far as black and white, they're all over the TV with a modeling ad at Macy's. Mm-hmm. And I know they're going to turn the Bold and the Beautiful off the television now. With that rich white boy, with this black girl. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Right.
If you don't want your children to marry a black and or whatever, go to Ireland. Because I think that's the only place that got real white people always. You know what I'm saying? God forbid. You know what I'm saying? People ought to be ashamed of themselves. We're all God's people.
Uh-huh.
All of us. You know what I'm saying to you?
Uh-huh.
And share the love.
Uh-huh.
And it's experience in everything that we do with each culture.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Anybody uh-huh. that does that, they need to get a life.
Okay, so what I'm gathering, which is interesting, what I'm gathering is the majority of people that I've seen respond to the quote-unquote controversy about this, the people who have responded to those who are protesting this ad, are really kind of sounding like you in that they're outraged, like, why are you still hung up on this? But yet, there are still people who are hung up on it. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is? Because they don't know nothing about God.
Okay,
there's no God in your life, because if you have God in your life, you're not hung up on color or things like that,
mm-hmm.
or if you have a disability. You know what I'm saying to you? Mm-hmm. People are just angry. People are just angry about nothing because maybe they turned a grape jelly to pink. You know what I'm saying to you?
No, I'm not quite sure about that last part, but I think I get where you're going. Okay, they're just bad about things, and so they just misdirect their anger. Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. I mean, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
If anything to nitpick.
Okay.
Because what it is what it is, and it's been going this way forever. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't just start.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Good stuff, Mama. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and I definitely appreciate you listening this morning.
Oh, yes, indeed. We can't miss you, but can't live without you.
Oh, you're awesome, Sauce. Thank you.
Have a safe, blessed day.
You do the
Thank
same.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Let's go to line two and speak with Tommy calling in from Trenton, New Jersey. Tommy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm breathing on schedule. How are you?
I'm great. Thank God for it.
Amen. All right. What's your comment on our topic today?
Listen, you know, I watched a commercial about a month ago, and I actually had to watch it, see it three or four different times before I realized it was an interracial commercial.
Okay.
Because it was basically a commercial that shows love. That's all it did.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of who you are or what your nationality is love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we need to come out the time now. I mean, it's 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through a lot, yeah, but God has blessed us to get where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I actually believe that if they was to do a national poll, it wouldn't be our people complaining about the commercial.
Well, I can't say yay or nay on that. And part of my reason for bringing it up is, are we, even as African-Americans, are we still hung up on the whole, if I see another black man with a white woman, I'm going to scream. Are we still feeling that? Are we still feeling it in the reverse? Are brothers feeling like all these black women want to get with these white guys? Do we still have that in our spirit? Are we still talking about that in the beauty shops and the barber shop, or beauty salons and barbershops? Is that still with us? And if so, will it ever go away?
Well, I don't, myself, I was brought up in the church under the United Holy Ghost, United Holy Church, so mm-hmm. I don't have a prejudice bone in my body when it comes to nationality. And if I fall in love with a white girl, Spanish girl, Indian girl, whoever I fell in love with,
mm-hmm.
who I want to be with. If the world can't deal with it, that's on them. I mean, between me, God, and them,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather know what God feels than what people feel.
All right. Good comments, Tommy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling us all the way from the Garden State today.
Take care now.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye. Let's go to line one and speak with Zakiya calling in from the Philadelphia area. Zakiya, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Good to hear that. All right. What's your comment on our topic today?
I was calling because when I saw the commercial for the first time about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw the commercial, I thought it was the most adorable mm-hmm. commercial ever because the little girl is just precious
mm-hmm.
to actually think about her dad's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But had I not heard about it prior to seeing it the first time, I wouldn't even have noticed that it was an interracial couple because that's not the basis of the commercial.
Right.
But I just wanted to say that if the whole situation about protesting and people thinking it's not right, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time,
mm-hmm.
let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And misery loves company.
True.
And when people see certain things going on, they have to draw attention because misery loves company and they don't like to be alone, so they try to rally people together.
Mm-hmm.
And if these people were true believers in God, the Lord mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, it's no way that they would be protesting such an innocent commercial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How could you love God and know God, first mm-hmm. of all, and love God and not love everybody else? God loves us all, no matter race, creed, or color. He Amen. Loves everybody because we are his children.
Right.
We are all the same to him, by no matter color.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that we can say, oh, God, help me. God, I love Jesus, and so forth and so on. I'm living my life under him.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still in 2013. coming up with reasons, racial reasons, of why we don't like a simple commercial, a heart-healthy commercial, something that's actually serious in the community, killing people.
Absolutely.
That should be the focus.
Not the makeup
of
the parents.
Or the mom or the dad.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments, Mama, and I thank you for listening to the show today.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Let's go to line three and speak with Marva, calling out of New Jersey. Marva, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. Thank you for calling. What's your comment?
I was saying that, first of all, they make the assumption that the woman is white. Because we come in all colors, you know, skin colors, different hair textures, you know, things like that. And, you know, just growing up, like some of the different things you hear, like, you know, if you have a drop of black in you, you're black. So they make the assumption, first of all, that she's white.
Okay.
And I don't think people are willing a lot of times to admit that there are still these prejudices out there. Like we grow up, black people, white people, hearing different things in our home, and we carry those things with us for life a lot of times. And, you know, when you see something like that on television, you know it comes out.
Right. Now, let me ask you, because one thing I can say is if we did this program in 1983 and we did this program in 1993 or we did this program in 2003, what do you think the different response would be? Even your personal response would be to this question. Do you still feel, quote unquote, some kind of way when you see a black man with a white woman out and about? What would your response be in 83, 93, 2003, and today?
Well,
has it changed?
Okay. My brother's married to a white woman, and I was raised in a predominantly white area. So I don't, you know, like I said, we still heard these things like growing up in the home. but it, you know, it, I don't think my opinion or my feeling would change. You know, it doesn't bother me. You know, I've never had the opportunity to date outside of my own race.
Okay.
But it's, you know, if the opportunity had presented itself, I probably would have.
Okay. I was just wondering, because there does still seem to be a difference in thought, depending on what generation you're part of. The younger generations definitely seem to have less of an issue than those of us who clearly remember the lines that were drawn in the sand and there were tensions often. So I was wondering if there was an arc in your thinking, an arc in your perception, or if it's been pretty much the same throughout your life.
Throughout my life, you know, because we had white people in our family growing up, you know, growing up. And why I say, like, you know, they assume that this woman is, I guess the proper word is Caucasian. I guess they assume that she's Caucasian. But I have a family member that for years, you know, just different jobs and things that she had, you know, it was said that she got a lot of the promotions and things that she got, you know, because of her. You know, they thought she was Caucasian, and they really did, because I had the opportunity to work with her at one point, you know, and they didn't know we were cousins, but they really did. They thought she was Caucasian.
Wow. Okay. And that sounds like a part two, just the whole idea of race and identity based on just how you look. That can be a part two of the conversation, which can go very, very deep for a very, very longer time than I have on air right now. But thank you so much, Mama. I appreciate your phone call, and thank you for your comments.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to line four and speak with Regina, who is calling in from Trenton as well. Regina, you have a really interesting situation to bring up. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. So now you were telling our producer something about you being married to a white man and got crazy questions about your children from passersby.
One day I was walking from my sister's house, and a lady was walking, like, I was coming from one side, one street, and she was coming, like, we was, you know, meeting each other, like, but coming from different directions.
Yes.
And she didn't know me or anything. She just stopped me. She stopped and said, asked me, she said, are those, she asked me, was I babysitting? I said, no, these are my children. And my mother got someone asked, another lady asked my mother the same thing. Was she babysitting my kids? And my mother said, these are my grandchildren. Because three of them look mixed. Mm-hmm. And my younger son look white. He don't look black at all. And his hair or anything don't look black. And so, when they was born, they was like, they looked all white. They didn't look black at all. They looked white. Their skin complexion was white.
When you said you got crazy questions, what was the lady's response to you, whether her facial reaction or actual words response to you when you said those are your children?
It's been a while, but I didn't really, like, you know, really give her a chance, like, just look. I didn't pay that, you know, I really didn't, like, look at her, how she looked or how her facial expressions were. Mm-hmm. I was walking and I kept walking.
Okay. Do you feel that continues to happen to you? And how do you prepare your children if they're approached inappropriately with questions?
Well, I've been through some things with that because my three boys, they had a struggle with that until they, you know, wasn't like, how would I say, because I was black and they had a black mother. They wasn't like ashamed of me because, you know, but in school, the kids would say, that's your mother. And so I guess they was, you know, ashamed of that. And so my older two, my 15-year-old, my 17-year-old, they had a struggle with that. And until one day, my 17-year-old boy, he was talking to one of his friends, and one of his friends was mixed. And so that helped him out, so he broke out of that. He's not ashamed anymore, you know, I'm his mother, this and that. But my younger son, my 10-year-old, went through the same thing in school just maybe last year. He was, like, I guess more embarrassed or something because the kids was, like, not picking at him. But they when they see me, you know, they said, that's your mother. I guess they were shocked because I'm dark and he's, you know, real light. He was, like, ashamed and stuff. And one day I went to pick him up from school. And I was standing in the hallway waiting for him. His teacher never seen me, so his teacher looked at him. He was standing next to me, like, in the hallway. So his teacher asked him, is anybody coming to pick you up? He looked over at me and said, no. And I was standing right there. And it wasn't that he didn't want me to be his mother, but he, you know, because I'm black, I was darker, and he was like, he didn't understand. So now he came to me and stuff, and he was like, he told people that he was black. So
very interesting. I don't mean to cut you off, sweetheart. That's very interesting, and it's very sad that you know, that's still the case. You know, I know quite a few people who experienced that for years and years and years and years and years, and it's sad when it's still happening in 2013. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. I really appreciate that. All right, you have a great day. All right, bye bye. All right, so listen, we have Elva and Cheryl on the line. I want to get to you all, and if you have not yet called in, we are talking about the Cheerios commercial that some people are protesting because it features an interracial family. Do you think we need to get past that already in 2013, or do you think folks are still holding on to the whole, I really don't want to see unmatched couples? I don't. What's your take on it? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City continues right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of our program today. We are keeping things light, but we are talking about race and identity. The main source of our topic today was the Cheerios ad, or is the Cheerios ad, that is so adorable, that features a mixed-raced child and her mixed-race family. And there has been backlash, nasty, ugly backlash over this commercial, to the point where some people are protesting because the family is mixed-raced. So my question to you is, Do you think people are really still hung up on that in the multitudes, or have we really gotten past it? Do you still have any hang-ups about mixed race dating or marriages? Do you have the little something in your spirit that doesn't sit right with you when you see a black man with a white woman, or vice versa, or insert any other race of people in that equation? What is your take on the controversy about the ad itself? Do you think people need to just sit down and read the Bible, or is there something to what people are saying? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's take a visit with Cheryl, who is calling us from Augusta, Georgia, on line one. Cheryl, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I enjoy your show every Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much, and I thank you for listening.
Thank you. It has to do with also how a child is raised.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what is instilled in that child mm-hmm. when it comes to interracial couples and marriages. When I saw the commercial,
mm-hmm.
It never dawned on me with the wife being white.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a beautiful commercial with a little girl
mm-hmm.
having to do with Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, the stigma, because it also has to do with where, it could also have to do with where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, being from Oklahoma, certain areas, interracial couples and dating,
mm-hmm.
I saw it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then where I live now, some people are totally against interracial marriages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody is now.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
some people. So it could have to do with that as well. Because when I was coming up, my mother taught us that God has no distinction between color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
loves us all.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture that says, love thy neighbor
mm-hmm.
and love yourself. And see, if you don't have true love for yourself, you will be able to see things that you are not supposed to see.
Mm.
Because true love will not even allow you to have a distinction between black or white. You just see a beautiful commercial with a little girl about Cheerios.
Mm.
And then what happens is when you try to separate between black, white, Indian, and all of that, that child grows up with that in mind. Because
mm-hmm.
I have a niece that
mm-hmm.
goes to school. She had to go through many things thinking that everyone called her white. And
mm.
my sister had to help her with that because it became such a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she's black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be very careful because what happens to that child, and that child has to have nurturing, and sometimes it can even cause psychological issues.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get past some people now, get past that point and just see the love of God, but if you don't have it in you,
mm-hmm.
and to protest over cereal
mm-hmm.
with the child, the thought in the mind, it's not well.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't see beyond
right.
what you really need to see, and you're going to go out with picket signs over
right.
a little girl with some Cheerios,
mm-hmm.
think about it.
All right, good stuff. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening. And are you listening to us via the internet?
Every, yes, ma'am.
Every week in
I
Georgia.
I listen to you every Saturday.
Oh, you are awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's take a visit to Emma, calling in from the Philadelphia area on line four. Emma, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you, sis?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Great.
I was calling in reference to the Cheerios commercial because I just saw a beautiful commercial like all the other callers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't accept a racial, interracial couple, but yet we can accept bisexuals, homosexual couples raising children and having children. And yes, we should read the word. Because in the word, he describes what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Love is agape.
Mm-hmm.
It covers a multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
It's not puffed up or anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just take people for what they are? If we can take the sins of homosexual people, raising, mm-hmm. marrying,
mm-hmm.
we don't get up and stand up and protest on those things. The things we should protest about, we don't. And the things that we shouldn't protest about, I saw it as a beautiful
mm-hmm.
commercial. Beautiful in the child's concern for her father.
Mm-hmm. Now,
the concern of the child questioning her mother
mm-hmm.
in reference to something being good for her father.
Right.
And the conversation which she had with her father about him talking about his heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful all the way around.
Yeah. It is a very beautiful commercial. And, you know, just the fact that there's an uproar. And the uproar is about what? Her parents don't match. What? So my final question to you is, do you think that we will ever get past it? Because my sense is most of the people who have called in, I would say all of the people who have called in, pretty much side with the fact that, hey, it's a beautiful commercial. Let's get over it. But still, there are people who feel the opposite, who feel that it is a problem. But there are more people who don't feel it's a problem. Do you think we will ever get to the point where it is not a problem?
I pray God we do. Because until we do, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done in the world in a lot of other areas and aspects. And if we don't get past it, Lord help us all.
All right. Good way to end that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Emma. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Shahida. Shahida? Shahida is calling in on line 3 from Philadelphia. Shahida, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
All right. I just was calling. I just put it all down for ignorance. Mm-hmm. It's just really, it's just so ignorant. It's just because we all should be beyond it. And then over a commercial, mm-hmm. I don't understand over a commercial. I mean, it's so much stuff that happens. It's like the caller before. Mm-hmm. If we can accept, well, not we, but if the world can accept homosexuals raising children, I don't see the issue about interracial couples. It don't even stop at black or white. It's just really ignorant. And I feel as though that, I mean, it's never going to stop because there's always going to be ignorant people. Mm-hmm. But I just feel as though that it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Shaida. I thank you so much for listening and for expressing your opinion this morning.
All right.
All right. You take
care. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Real quick, before we take any other callers, just keep in mind, if you have not seen the commercial, we will post it, a link to it on our website so you can check it out. It is a really, really beautiful commercial. And you just think about how sweet kids are when they worry about their parents and they hear something about how something is healthy, like a product like Cheerios is healthy for their parents. And just what the little girl does. So we're harping on that because when you watch the commercial, you have to have a, aww, that's so sweet. That's the response most people tend to have with it. But definitely check it out. We will have it on our website shortly. Going back to the phones, we have Jessica calling in on line 5 from Philadelphia. Jessica, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I was calling in because it's kind of upsetting that people are still worried about stuff like that when we have so much more going on in society.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the children, like in the commercial, the little girl and the family, that's love right there. They're showing their love and they're caring for their children mm-hmm. by providing them, you know, with healthy choices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these are the children that we're sending out in society. So with them teaching them love and all that stuff, they're going to go out and being the caring and loving people that their fathers and mothers. I don't think it has nothing to do with your skin color, but so many people are hung up, and it's not ignorance. At the end of the day, it's just people that are hard-hearted, and they just don't care. They want to feel what they want to feel. But if you let God come in your life and transform your mind and your heart and everything that is in you, you wouldn't have that mindset. So, you know, a lot of Christians have a lot to do to go out in this world and, you know, let these people know it's all about love. It's not about your skin color. It's not about none of those things. We have these children to raise up, and we got to teach them the right thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good comments, Mama. Thank you so much. I appreciate you expressing your opinions on the program today.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Rebecca calling in from Philadelphia. Rebecca, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to make a comment. My daughter's married to a Caucasian, and guess what? He's a beautiful brother and love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is people don't know Jesus. That's the problem. Because that was a beautiful commercial. When I saw it, I didn't even think about the color.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about how beautiful it was.
Mm-hmm.
And people just need to get their act together
mm-hmm.
and realize that it's about love and it's about treating people the way you want to be treated. I thought that was the craziest thing to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's do something against that. That was ridiculous. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
All right, but it lets you know where people still are in the world. And for those who think that this stuff doesn't exist anymore because we have a black president, this should wake a couple people up to say, yeah, there's some folks that still have a problem with it.
Oh, definitely. I'm 70 years old, and when I was coming up, I went to an interracial school, and guess what? Mm-hmm. Everybody treated everybody fine. It seemed like it got worse as we got older, believe it or not. It's because of how they're raised. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just inborn, and right. It's hard for them, I mean black and white, right. to get rid of that.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And yes, even our president is mixed, so I don't know. Folks are still having an issue. Hopefully, it will get to a point where people are not at the place where they feel like they need to protest a beautiful commercial like Cheerios. So if you have not seen the ad, definitely make sure you check out our website in just a little bit. Larry will post the link to the commercial so you can check it out. If you have some more comments, and I see the phones are still ringing, if you didn't get a chance to make a comment today, please go to our Facebook and post your response to today's topic. I would love to have you as a friend. So go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. With that, I want to say thank you to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Don't you touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is coming up next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.